Exercise 6. In the early 20th century, farmers in Florida would ripen citrus in sheds heated by kerosene. These farmers were sure that the heat induced the ripening, and of course their conclusion sounds logical. You can imagine their dismay then when they plugged in some electrical heaters near the citrus and found that the fruit didn't cooperate at all. So if it wasn't the heat, could the ripening magic be coming from the kerosene? It turned out that it was. In 1924, a scientist demonstrated that kerosene smoke contains minute amounts of a molecule called ethylene, and that treating any fruit with pure ethylene gas is enough to induce ripening. The lemons he studied were so sensitive to ethylene that they could respond to a tiny amount in the air, at a ratio of 1 to 100 million. We smell the smoke from a neighbor's barbecue, and we salivate. A plant detects some ethylene in the air, and it translates this smell into rapid ripening.